Hey, everybody, and welcome back. You know how we love digging into anything that shakes things up in education, right?
Right.
Well, get this. Today's deep dive is all about inclusion. And specifically, we're looking at how technology can help level the playing field for different kinds of learners.
Love it.
Yeah, so I was reading this article about an app called SoundBranch. Have you heard of this?
I have, yeah. It's an interesting concept. They're really trying to change the game when it comes to auditory learners.
Yeah, and that's what I thought was so cool. Like, we always talk about how important it is to cater to different learning styles.
Absolutely.
But then it's like we fall back on the same old textbook and worksheet routine.
It's true. This article really pointed that out, and I think that's a huge part of why this SoundBranch thing is so interesting.
Totally. So for any of our listeners who may not be familiar with what it means to be an auditory learner,
sure.
Can you give us a quick breakdown? What is auditory learning and why does it matter so much?
Yeah, so auditory learners, they learn best through hearing, right?
Mm.
They absorb information best when it's spoken, when it's music. Things like that really resonate with them, much more so than just like reading something on a page.
Okay.
You know, it's like when you get a song stuck in your head, that's your auditory memory at work.
Oh, for sure. Like, I'm thinking about those catchy jingles from commercials.
Exactly. And for some students, that's how they learn best. But traditional classrooms, they often miss the mark on that.
Yeah, it's so true.
And it's not just about making things easier. It's about making learning more accessible and engaging for everyone.
And that's where SoundBranch comes in, right?
All right, so this app, it basically takes any educational content, like instructions, lessons, whatever, and it delivers it all through audio.
Wow, so instead of reading directions on a worksheet,
exactly,
a student could just pop in their headphones and listen to them.
Exactly. And you can imagine how helpful that would be for someone who, say, has dyslexia. Or maybe they just process information better when they hear it.
Right, right. That just makes sense. I mean, I know I'm guilty of zoning out when I have to read long blocks of text.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're all auditory learners to some extent.
That's a really good point. So it's not just for, you know, students with learning differences.
Right. And the article actually touches on that. They gave this example. Imagine you're in a noisy classroom. It can be hard for anyone to focus on written instructions, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
But if you can listen to those instructions clearly at your own pace,
that changes everything.
Right. And that's just one example. The article talks about how SoundBranch can even help with things like reducing anxiety, because students can take their time and review the material as many times as they need.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but that's huge, especially for students who might feel pressure to keep up in a traditional classroom setting.
Exactly.
So it sounds like this app could be a game changer for a lot of students. But what about teachers? Does the article mention how this impacts their end of things?
It does. They actually highlight that teachers could potentially save a ton of time because they don't have to create separate materials for different learners.
Oh, wow. So instead of spending hours writing things out on the board or making copies, they can just upload it to the app.
Exactly. That's the idea. And it means that all students are getting the same information in a way that works for them.
And I bet parents would love this too. Like, being able to reinforce what their kids are learning in school by listening to the same audio instructions at home. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And it just makes that whole connection between school and home so much stronger.
This is really making me think differently about how we educate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this app, it's more than just a cool piece of technology. It's challenging us to rethink what's possible.
I agree. And I think that's the bigger message here, recognizing that one size doesn't fit all when it comes to learning. We need to be more flexible and adapt to different needs.
Couldn't agree more. And technology like this, it gives us the tools to actually make that happen.
Absolutely.
Well, as we wrap up here, is there anything else that really stuck with you from this article? Any final thoughts for our listeners to chew on?
I think it's this. What other ways can we use technology, you know, to personalize education and really make it work for every student? This is just one example, and it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting, and I think that's such a great point to leave on. We've got to keep exploring, keep innovating, keep pushing boundaries. So to our amazing listeners, keep that conversation going. Let us know what other cool tools or ideas you've come across. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep those minds curious.